While the Affordable Care Act remains the law of the land, a lot of people are still struggling to get the health care they need because having coverage isn't enough if you can't get to the doctor. For KUAW's Race and Equity team, Patricia Murphy reports on how this is playing out in King County.
At the Odessa Brown Children's Clinic in Seattle's Central District, two young girls in bright headscarves run up and down a staircase. They're two of the last dental patients for the day. Friday, the day the Republican effort to end Obamacare collapsed.
This is the dental area here.
Dr. Ben Danielson says this is a well-oiled operation. 7 chairs, 1,000 visits a month.
When things were really hopping, this is this little symphony, this little dance that you could put on a stage of dental assistants navigating between interpreters and family members and the dentists. And I don't know how they do it in this small space.
Danielson is a pediatrician and senior medical director for the clinic. Tooth pain is a major contributor to school absences and low self-esteem. Periodontal disease also contributes to heart disease and diabetes. Danielson says about half the patients who come to the health clinic are African American. 80% use Medicaid or are low income. These are the people that the ACA was designed to help. Over the years, Danielson says the clinic's demographics have been fairly consistent, but the neighborhood, those demographics have changed a lot. Steadily, since the 70s, it's become much more white and affluent.
That means a few important things. One, that we're really working to stay to our mission of serving the community that we were originally intended to serve. But two, that families are coming from further and further away from this direct neighborhood in order to get to us, and that's a problem.
Danielson says when families become geographically scattered, they lose the benefits of community. It also means that transportation becomes a healthcare issue, too. Dr. Allison Cole is a clinician and researcher at the University of Washington. She thinks a lot about how to improve healthcare delivery. Her clinical work with patients at Harborview Medical Center informs her research.
We often see that they experience barriers to accessing care, identifying the health system, just in terms of the logistics of participating in the health system, especially if they're coming from a country where healthcare was different, as well as financial barriers to accessing care and identifying ways to pay for their care.
Cole often considers her patients' life beyond the exam room to craft a treatment plan that makes sense. They might be homeless or living in a shelter, which makes refrigeration of certain drugs like insulin difficult. All of these factors contribute to missed health screenings, lack of care, and ultimately poorer health outcomes. Despite King County's robust primary and public health system, people of color have higher rates of asthma, diabetes, colorectal, and cervical cancer. These are problems that the Odessa Brown Children's Clinic has battled for decades. That hasn't changed, but Dr. Ben Danielson says the way they deliver care has. When the clinic's geographic location became less central to their patients, Danielson says providers branched out into schools and early learning centers. But when he thinks about poverty and health, this geographic dispersion is a big problem.
Losing that connectedness means you're losing a resilient factor that really supports your community. The other thing is that the solutions that were so smart and so right back in 1965 and 69 are a little bit more challenging now. You can't just put everything in one spot in the center of the concentration of poverty and then think people can just walk to you and get to you and it'll be fine.
These problems are not unsolvable, Danielson says, and programs like the ACA and Medicaid expansion are in their infancy. We're in the slow curve of moving the huge steamship, he says, not the quick turn of the kayak. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.